Paul Jaden isn't saying if he really will run for governor, and the election is only 9 months away. Still, he says this is a unique time in state history, and the field is wide open.
When you're dealing with a $1.1 billion deficit, and you're dealing also with a governor who has taken office as a result of the departure of a long-serving and very popular governor, this is not a very typical campaign situation.
Jaden says he identifies with the Republican Party, but if he runs for governor, he will do so as an independent because the state Republican Party is standing behind McCallum. Without naming names, Jaden says he has the support of about a dozen well-known state office holders. But he'll also have to mobilize backers in the legislature, according to a political scientist at UW-Green Bay, David Littig.
And if he gets support from, you know, members of incumbent members of the assembly that are running for re-election that feel that their re-election is threatened, you know, because of the governor's proposal, and they don't have an alternative Republican candidate to back, Jaden would allow them to support a Republican who is upset with the governor's proposals.
If Jaden does run, Littig says he may end up splintering Republican-leaning voters and pave the way for one of the Democrats in the running. Jaden isn't the only politician from northeastern Wisconsin considering a run for state office. Brown County Executive Nancy Nussbaum is running for lieutenant governor. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.